Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Comfort Food Diaries, My Quest for the Perfect Dish to Mend a Broken Heart by Emily Nunn, read by Candace Thaxton. For John, April 8, 1934 to April 4, 2017, and Mariah Nunn, who taught me to rethink my definition of family. No one who cooks, cooks alone. Lori Colwin. 1. Cherries Jubilee and Other Dangerous Dishes. No one knows how Ezra Pound came to be born in Idaho. That's something an English professor at the giant, magnolia-shaded Southern University I attended announced one day during my freshman year. What a ridiculous statement, I thought. Ezra's parents probably had sex in or around Idaho. The joke about this school, back then at least, was that someone would throw a diploma in your car window if you drove through town. So I thought, perhaps this man is not a top-quality academic. Decades later, I believe I understand what he was trying to get at. There's no real logic to where we start out and what we end up with. It's like cooking. Once you get your ingredients, how you put them together at any given time is up to you. Maybe you have a book of recipes that has been passed down to you. Maybe you're winging it. Either way, it's your responsibility to create something good, which you must then attempt to parlay into something better, never knowing exactly how things will turn out. It helps to have a high tolerance for disasters, in the kitchen or otherwise. The place where I came to be born and the place where I learned to cook is Galax, Virginia.